Rivka gives Yaakov Esav's clothing. The Medrash says, why were they at home by her? Because he had the special suit he would wear for serving his father. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, I would always serve my father, the prince, but I didn't serve him even 1/100th of how Esav would serve him. When I served my father, I would wear whatever clothing I was wearing. If I had to go out for a special meeting, I'd put on a suit and tie. Esav, when he'd come home to serve his father, he'd put on the suit and tie. He'd put on his royal clothing for serving his father. He'd say, I can't serve my father with any other clothing. You see, that's Esav. He wouldn't go in his pajamas. He wouldn't go in his dungarees. To serve his father, he'd get dressed up. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, I get dressed up for meetings, but when I serve my father, whatever I'm wearing, that's how I serve him. He says, you see, I'm not 1/100th of Esav. Why was Esav so good at Kibbutz Av? Why was it so easy for him to do Kibbutz Av? And why, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who's the Nasi, why couldn't he do that? Is it so hard to wear a suit? We have to understand, why are we supposed to learn Kibbutz Avim from Esav? The Gemara says, they asked Rabbi Elazar, how far is Kibbutz Avim? He says, let me show you what a non-Jew did for his father in Ashkelon. His name was Dama ben Nesina. Why do we have to learn Kibbutz Av from a non-Jew? The mitzvah of Kibbutz Av we have to perform out of a sense that I thank, I have an inner love, a natural connection to He who brought me to the world. It's not enough that I do it because I'm commanded. I have a mitzvah, go do it. Kibbutz Av aim. That's why we don't have a bracha on this mitzvah. There's an element where I should feel the natural connection to doing the mitzvah. Now, the world connects, the external world connects to Olam Hazeh. So it's easy for them to connect and say, that's my dad. And the more a person is connected to the mundane world, the more a person can connect to the mundane element of Kibbutz Av. They could have more respect for their father. He brought me here. That's my dad. I'm going to drink the same beer he does. That's my dad. In Am Yisrael, our focus is not exactly this world. Our conclusion in the Talmud and Erevin is, I would have been better off not being born. There are so many responsibilities in this world, I'm not exactly sure I'm going to live up to it. And so life, when we look at it, has all these responsibilities, and the conclusion of the Talmud is, I would have been better off not being born. The potential for greatness is there, so is the potential for the fall. So, once I'm here, I have to live up to my responsibilities. I'm going to do the best job I can. But if you ask me would I have been better being born or not, no. The conclusion of the Talmud is you're better off without the potential in both directions. So then, we have to honor our parents and feel connected to them because they brought me to the potential of Olam Haba. It's not about my dad's great. He took me to the baseball games and he got me the best hot dogs and then he taught me how to ride a bike. No, our focus isn't all of that. Our focus is he brought me to a potential of Olam Haba. But even in my own potential for Olam Haba, I live in this world and I say, I hope I make it. I got a lot to do. It's not so easy. It's not so easy then to also feel that appreciation he brought me here. It's not so natural to say, I owe it to him. He brought me to this world. Well, that's true, but it's not on the same level as feeling he brought me to the world and he taught me to ride a bike and he got me my first baseball glove, took me to my first baseball game. That's my dad. We watched wrestling matches together. That's not our focus. Our focus is a totally different, it's on a different sphere. And where our focus is, it's a big challenge and it's a big question mark whether I'll succeed. And I'm pretty scared of the daunting tasks I have in front of me. So then when I have to connect to Kibbutz Avim, it's not as easy as it is for him. And that's why Esav can serve his father. Dad, you brought me here. Every steak I eat is thanks to you. Of course I have Kibbutz Avim. It's natural. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, I'm not on that level. I still have frustrations with my own level. So to say, Dad, thanks for bringing me here. Life's great. No, I'm not yet where I want to be. So then it's hard. It's not natural for me to come and say, Dad, you gave me the greatest favor. You brought me to life. We do Kibbutz Avim. We have a mitzvah. We try to do it as best as we can. But it doesn't come from that same natural place as in the greater world, the world outside. I shouldn't say greater, the world outside of Am Yisrael.